recorded.
Please don't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your steadfast love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us, even the weapons of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for destroying them all. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for peace and joy that fills our hearts. We thank you for the breakthroughs and progress you have caused us to enjoy. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the way your Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us into all righteousness. We thank you for helping us to do your will at all times. Thank you for helping us to obey your word at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spiritual growth we have right now. We know how we were some years back spiritually, and we know where we are now, the level we are now spiritually. Thank you for helping us to grow, to know you more, and to be matured in the knowledge of the things of the Spirit, even the things of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence to learn more of you, to learn more of your word. O Lord, minister to our souls as we learn tonight in the name of Jesus. Teach us new things that will build us up spiritually. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst, and let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for I know you are going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. name we have prayed. Amen. We welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to continue from where we stopped during the last class. If you can remember, we have been looking at a topic that says the importance of an honest, sincere example. The importance of an honest, sincere example. And this topic is also under a broad topic that says the Christian's relationship to society. Now, under the importance of an honest, sincere example, we have also looked at some topics. Yeah. And last week we looked at a topic that says, do not bring reproach upon the cause of Christ. Do not bring reproach upon the cause of Christ. That is, do not bring shame. Do not bring disgrace on the cause of Christ, the name of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, the ministry of Christ, the church of God. Yeah, those are the cause of Christ. All that Jesus stands for. All that Jesus is doing in the earth. Do not bring reproach to those things. So today we are going to be looking at be blameless. That is the topic we will be looking at today. Blameless and innocent. As a Christian, we should be blameless and innocent in our relationship to society. In our relationship to the people around us, in our relationship to family members, neighbors, friends, we should be blameless and innocent. Let us look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Yeah, Jesus said we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. What does it mean to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves? Yeah. Serpents, they know how to escape dangers, especially when they know the direction you are coming from to strike them. Before you blink your eyes, they are gone. Because they move very fast. And you might not be able to trace them. Yeah, they are able to easily detect when they are likely to be hurt. And they are able to avoid the danger very fast. Yeah. They move at a very fast speed. Before you know it, you can't find them again. Yeah, they know how to hide. Yeah, they know how to hide from their enemies, and they know how to escape attacks or dangers or any hurt. Yeah. And then doves, they are harmless, quiet, gentle. Yeah. So Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. That is, I am sending you to preach to people that can destroy you. I'm sending you to live among people that can hurt your life. You know, wolves, they are wild animals. They can kill. So Jesus said, I am sending you into the midst of wicked people. Wicked people. Evil people. People who are without mercy. People who don't care about our lives. Yeah. They can trade human life for their comfort just because they want to have comfort or they want to have certain pleasures. Yeah, I don't know if I should call it comfort. Just because they want, maybe I should call it pleasures. And just because they want to have certain pleasures or enjoy certain pleasures, they don't care. They don't care what will happen to others in the process of trying to enjoy certain pleasures. In fact, these kind of people that are in the world, they can kill others. They don't mind to kill others, to enslave others, to manipulate others, to oppress others, to afflict others, to humiliate others, just for them to have their ways and for them to enjoy pleasures. So these are the kind of people that are in the world. And Jesus is saying that we should live among them. We should be good examples of a child of God, of a son of God among those people. We should shine our light in the midst of such people. So Jesus didn't say run away from those people. He said, I'm sending you forth into the world. And the world is likened to wolves. And we are likened to sheep. The people of the world, they are likened to wolves. And we are likened to sheep. And Jesus said, he's sending us into the midst of wolves. And we must not turn into wolves. We must remain as sheep. Even as we live among such people and minister to such people, yeah, we must remain a sheep. I watched a movie some time ago, and in that movie there were some very huge giants or monsters that were killing people. In fact, they were hitting people, you know, because they were huge, very big, very tall, so they could literally pick any human and throw into their mouth and chew such human. Yeah, so they invaded a country and they were killing everyone. Yeah, and it was difficult to kill them because they were very huge. Yeah, but in the midst of that situation, there was some group of soldiers that developed strategies to kill those giants and monsters. And they were succeeding in killing some of them, but there were still many of them they weren't able to kill. Yeah. So in the process, one of those soldiers became so desperate to kill those monsters. He became so desperate that in the process he was swallowed up by one of the monsters. But somehow he was able to enter into the brain. While he was swallowed up by the giant monster, he somehow was able to enter into the brain. I don't know how that happened. And he began to control the monster. He was now using the monster to destroy other monsters. Yeah, he was a kind of possessed the brain of that monster and began to use the monster to destroy the other monsters that were killing people. Yeah, but this is where I'm going. He almost died in the process. So later, the rest of the other soldiers, they were able to rescue him from they had to cut the monster open and bring him out. Now, one of the soldiers now said something, which is what I really want to quote. He said something. He said, be careful when you are fighting monsters. because you might end up becoming one. Yeah. The soldier said, be careful when you are fighting monsters, because you might end up becoming one. You might end up becoming like them. So now, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, I send you forth as sheep into the midst of wolves. Yeah. We have to remain a sheep. We should not turn into wolves, because I've seen some Christians who have turned into wolves because they found themselves in situations where they were faced with difficult and very hard and wicked people. Yeah. And in the process of trying to survive or overcome, they ended up becoming like the same people that was afflicting them or oppressing them. That is not what Jesus has called us to do. You know, I know of some Christians who, in the process of fighting witchcraft, they ended up practicing witchcraft themselves. Okay. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, there are some Christians who are in the process of fighting witchcraft because they were under serious attacks from the realm of witchcraft, or from people who are into witchcraft, or from witches and wizards, because they were under serious attacks from such people. So they ended up, you know, yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, why they tried to fight against those attacks, they ended up practicing witchcraft. Yeah, why they tried to defend themselves and overcome, they ended up becoming like the enemy they wanted to conquer. Yeah, they ended up praying witchcraft prayers. Yeah. Have you heard about witchcraft prayers before? Yeah. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Any believer that is praying witchcraft prayers is practicing witchcraft. So which means in the way we pray, we can practice witchcraft in the way we pray. Yeah. In fact, in the way we fast, we can practice witchcraft in the way we fast. So every spiritual thing that we do in the church of God can become a witchcraft practice if we are not careful. Yeah, so let me give you an example of a witchcraft prayer. If you start praying prayers like, "Oh Lord, send my enemies to the grave. Let my enemies sleep and not wake up again. I mean, you're not referring to demon enemies or enemies that are spirit, but you are referring to human beings like you, and you start wishing death for your enemies. Yeah, because you were able to mark some people, maybe some people in your environment, you're able to mark them. And then you look at one of them, you say, oh, that man is doing witchcraft on my family. I'm going to show him that I am not an ordinary Christian. And then you want to go and look for the name of that man. And then you start praying. You start saying, in the name of Jesus, let this man sleep this man is going to sleep tonight. Let this man not wake up tomorrow morning. I'm sending this man to the grave because this man wants to kill me and my family with witchcraft. So I'm sending this man and his family also to the grave. Let them die right now. And you start using the name of Jesus to reign, to pronounce curses upon human beings like you. And then you start using the name of Jesus to send death to them. Yeah, that they should die. Those are witchcraft prayers. Yeah. Those are witchcraft prayers. So and that's an example of a Christian in the process of trying to fight against witchcraft. Is now practicing witchcraft. And we have some pastors that tells people to pray those kind of prayers. That is wrong. Yeah, so we should not become wolves even while staying in the midst of wolves. We should remain as sheep. Yeah, we should remain as sheep. And if you notice, or if you have noticed, God doesn't answer such type of prayers. Yeah. Yeah, because eventually after praying such prayers, the person you said should sleep and not wake up, the next day you will see the person still alive the next day. Yeah. All those negative things you said that should happen to to that person you have identified as a witch or wizard, you would discover that it's, none of them happened to the person. So that shows that God does not answer such kind of prayers. So if you have been praying like that, stop praying like that. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers of darkness, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, that is in Ephesians chapter 6. Yeah. I think verse 12. Yeah. Ephesians 6. against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So those are our enemies, not human beings. Human beings are not our enemies. It is these creatures that are our enemies. So those are those are the ones that deserve judgmental prayers. They are not your fellow human being. The reason why you can't pray judgmental prayers on human beings is because of John 3:16. Because of John 3:16, John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world." So that person is part of the world. It's when the Bible says, "For God so loved the world," that person you are praying that the person should die, that person is part of the people God loves, and God sent Jesus to die because of that person too. So the person is included among the people Jesus died for on the cross of Calvary. Yeah. So if you are praying against the someone that God loves, and God wants to save the soul of that person and deliver that soul from sin, then you are wrestling against God. Yeah. And that is why God himself said in the scriptures, he said, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay." Yeah. So let God do the killing. You don't tell God to kill people. Let God be the one to kill if those people deserve to die. Let God, in his own discretion, do the judgment. Yeah. But you should not start mentioning the names of some people or pointing to some people or having certain people in mind. And then you say, "God, kill this one. God, kill that one." So people don't even say, "God, kill." They are the ones that are doing the killing. They say, "In the name of Jesus, this person die right now." They are not even saying, "God, please kill this person." They are even the one that is sending the death to the person. They are saying, "In the name of Jesus, I want this person to die. This person does not deserve to live again." So they are... If you ask any of them, can you create a tiny hand? You know those tiny hands that moves on the ground. If you ask any of them, as tiny as that hand is, can you create it? Yeah, I'm sure they will say no, they can't. So why are you so desperate to see someone die when you cannot even create the tiniest life, the tiniest living creature? You can't even create a small insect, but you are so desperate about seeing certain people die. That is witchcraft, and that is wickedness. So if those people deserve to die, let God do the judgment. It's none of your business. Yeah. To start praying that some certain people should die is none of your business. The highest you can do is to ask God to execute his judgment on whoever that is attacking you. Yeah. So you just hand over the judgment to God. Yeah. And you did not mention names except God revealed to you that, look, these are your enemies and I want to kill them. So if God tells you that these are your enemies, I mean, these are your human enemies and I want to kill them, fine. Then tell God, go ahead, do what you want. Yeah. But this, but the kind of people that praise witchcraft prayers, they are wicked people. Yeah. They themselves are not different from the witches and wizards. Yeah. They themselves are not different from the witch doctors they are praying against. Because the witch doctors want to kill, and then you too, you want to kill them. Yeah, so there's no difference between the two of you. I mean, between them and the witches. Yeah. So even the heart, the state of the heart of those so-called Christians that are praying witchcraft prayers, the state of their heart is wicked. And evil. Yeah. You should desire the salvation of those people. You should want, you should tell God to save their souls. Not that you will be praying that they die. Have you prayed first that their souls should be saved? Yeah. You have not even prayed that God save their souls. But what you started praying about is that they should die. That is wickedness. If Jesus did not save your own soul, are you not going to be a sinner just like them? Yeah, because if those people in witchcraft, if they die, they are going to hell. And if you also die in your sins, you are going to the same hell. Yeah, so there's nothing to glory about. We are all beneficiaries of God's grace and mercy. Yeah. So there's nothing to glory in. Yeah, the Bible says we are saved by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. Yeah. We are saved by grace, not by works. Yeah. So we should let God do the judgment. Should let God do the judgment. We should not pray witchcraft prayers on human enemies. Yeah. So if they happen to be your enemies, just hand them over to God and let God deal with them. Yeah. Just hand them over to God. Go and check your Bible and see how people pray concerning their human enemies. Yeah. They told God to deal with them. Yeah. Yeah. They told God and said, God, look at this person. This is what this person is doing to me. God, I hand over this person to you. Do the judgment. Yeah. I pray that we will not make such mistakes of praying witchcraft prayers in Jesus' name. So in as much as we are living in the midst of wicked people, we should not, in the process of trying to fight back or conquer their wickedness, become wicked as well. Yeah. We should not become wicked. We should not become wolves. Yeah. We should be people of love. People that shows love. People that forgive others. People that desire the salvation of others. Yeah, we should not be like the wolves. We should not be looking for the death of our enemies. In fact, Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. So we should desire good things for our enemies. That is how to live as a believer. In fact, feed your enemies. If your enemy is hungry, feed them. I mean your human enemies. Yeah, and then when you have to pray, spiritual warfare, pray against those people mentioned in Ephesians 6 verse 12. Principalities, powers. Yeah, those are the ones we are fighting. Because those are the ones that are using human beings to operate. Those are the ones using human beings to operate. Praise the Lord. Let me continue. I said, we should pray against the principalities and powers. Yeah, because those are the ones using human beings to carry out their operations on hand. Yeah. So if we overcome those ones, it will be easy to win souls unto God. Those ones are the real enemies. Those ones are the ones possessing the souls of men. They are the ones giving power to those witches and wizards. They are the ones giving power to the witches and wizards. Yeah. So if you have dominion and victory over those forces, even the witches, the human witches, they'll be afraid of you. Yeah, they will really be afraid of you. Yeah, I pray that the Lord give you wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to look at another scripture. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. Philippians 2, 15. Let me read. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, praise the Lord. So it says that we should be blameless and harmless. Blameless and harmless in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Yeah, take note of blameless and harmless. Blameless and harmless. So which means that as we stay among such people, perverse people, crooked people, we should be blameless as we deal with them, relate with them, do business with them, fellowship with them. We should be blameless and we should be harmless. Yeah, your life should not hurt them. Yeah, your lifestyle should not bring hurt to them. You should not devise wickedness against anyone. You should not desire evil for anyone. You should not want evil to happen to anyone. Yeah, you should not join others to plan evil or to plan the to plan a downfall for anyone. Yeah, we should be blameless and harmless. Yeah, and then the verse went further to say, among whom we shine as light in the world. So we are to shine as light among wicked people, among perverse people, crooked people. We are to shine as light. Don't become that because of anyone. Some people will say, these people are too wicked. So, I need to, I need to show them that I'm not stupid. Yeah, these people, they have no pity, they have no mercy, they have no compassion. They don't wish me well. They have done they have done too much harm to me. So I need to show them that that I'm not a fool. That is wrong to say such things. I mean, it is wrong to say such things. Yeah, the Bible says that we should not repay evil with evil, but we should overcome evil with good. Yeah, so don't say, because the wickedness in the world is too much, so you also want to practice some little wickedness. No. Don't, because of anyone, develop a bitter, or maybe I should say, develop bitterness in your heart. Don't, because of anyone, develop anger or wickedness in your heart. No. Yeah, people will always be who they are. So don't let their wrong life destroy your own good life, your own righteous life. Yeah, some people will say, I wouldn't have changed into a bad person if not what happened to me. Yeah, they would say, I wouldn't have become the bad example that I am now if not of what this person did to me, that person did to me. That is wrong. You should not change because of someone's unrighteousness, because of someone's disobedience, someone's wickedness. Yeah, you should not change because of that. If you change, that means you were never a good person. Yeah, that's the truth. If you change because of the evil of certain people, or because of the evil certain people did to you, if you now change to become something you weren't before, to become like those people, and then you are now planning to retaliate, and you are now planning to also hurt them, that shows that you were never a good person before. It shows that you also have that seed of wickedness and evil in you. Yeah. Whether you agree or not, evil is evil. Sin is sin. Yeah. So remember, we say, yeah, if I hurt someone that is a wicked person, if I hurt that person, if I do anything against such person, I don't think I've done anything wrong. It's a lie. The question is, did God send you to go and hurt that person? Yeah. So people will say, they are witches. they practice witchcraft. So if we do anything against them, we are not wrong, because they are enemies of God. If we do anything against such people, we have not sinned, because those people they are sinners. If you try that, you have sinned. Yeah, because you are not their creator. You are not the one to declare their judgment. In fact, the Bible says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Have you read that in your Bible? Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Maybe I should read it. So you should not become a judge and start declaring people's judgment. Or that one is a thief. This and that should happen to him or her. That one is a fornicator. That one is an adulterer. And then you start listing out what should happen to those people. Now you have placed yourself in the position of God. You're now the one to judge people and decide what should happen to them. That is wrong. Yeah, you're going to find it in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you again. Yeah, so you are not the one to decide the judgment of any sinner. Let God judge, not you. Yeah, because you have your own fault. So if you start judging others, you are just amplifying your fault. You are increasing your own fault. Yeah, that is what that verse meant. It said the same measure you use to judge others, the same will be measured to you again. Because God will tell you that you are not different from that person. So whatsoever evil you wish for the person, because you consider the person to be an evil man or evil woman. Yeah, God will also judge you for doing that, because God considers that you are not different from that person. Which is true, because whatever we are is by grace. It's not because of what we did and did not do. The salvation that God gave us is by mercy, is by grace. It's not by merit. Yeah, it's by mercy. Yeah, so God did not consider the things we do and the things we didn't do. He just saved us. Yeah, so you should pray that God save others, not trying to judge them. Yeah, because as far as God and heaven is concerned, you are not different from those sinners. Yeah, until you were saved. Sin is sin. Yeah, though the consequences might not be the same, but sin is sin. Darkness is darkness. Yeah. So we were just the same as those sinners before Jesus came to save our souls. So don't put yourself in a position of a judge. Yeah, and start declaring what should happen to this one and what should happen to that one. Who have made you a judge? Yeah. Why should you declare judgment on someone you did not create? Yeah, so we should be careful. We should be careful. Yeah. I pray that the Lord will help you to live a blameless and harmless life. In Jesus' name. Let us look at another scripture. In Titus. Titus chapter 1 verse 6. Titus chapter 1 verse 6. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. Verse 7, Titus chapter 1, verse 6. Now I'm reading verse 7. For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon hungry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. Yeah. These are the requirements Apostle Paul, through the Holy Spirit, was given to Titus, who was a pastor of a church. So he was telling him what he should look for in the life of whoever he wants to give a leadership position. Yeah, whoever he wants to appoint as an elder or a bishop. Yeah, he said a bishop must be blameless. I pray that God will give us leaders in the church who have all these qualities mentioned in Titus chapter 1. Yeah, there are a lot of those qualities. You can read it. Especially from verse 5 to verse 9, Titus chapter 1. Yeah. Titus chapter 1 from verse 5 to 9. Yeah, so I pray that God will give us leaders that have such qualities. In Jesus' name. Yeah, because some people will say, no man can be blameless. No man is perfect. Yeah, when you try to show them certain standards in the Bible. They start saying no man is perfect, no man can be blameless. But here you can see the Bible says, if any, be blameless. Yeah, in fact, it went further to say, let such person have one wife. And not only that, he said, even the children of those of such man should be faithful children. Yeah, there have not been accused in the community of riot, of being unruly. Yeah, so God even expects that our marriage should be blameless. He expects that our marital life should be blameless. And not only that, even that our children be blameless. Yeah. So this requirement does not only apply to those that want to be leaders in the church. It also applies to everyone that wants to make heaven. Everyone that wants to please God. Yeah, so let us obey the scriptures. Yeah, let us obey the scriptures. God is more concerned about the life we live than the service we offer. God is more concerned about our lifestyle, our character, our attitude, than the services we offer in His house. Yeah, so that is why emphasis was placed on blamelessness in that passage of the Bible that I read. Emphasis was placed on being blameless. Yeah, because God does not want His name to be evil spoken of by the people in the society. So God doesn't want to hear that some people will say that pastor is a womanizer or is an adulterer. He said he has a wife, but we saw him with other women. God doesn't want to hear such news about His servants and about His children. Yeah, He doesn't want to hear such accusations, especially when the accusation is correct. I know there are some accusations that are not correct. Some people will just open their mouth and start saying, this person did that, whereas the person did not do what they were saying. Yeah, but I'm talking about when the accusations are true. Yeah, God does not want to hear such things. It is an insult to the grace of God. It is an insult to the glory of God and to the name of the Lord. So we should be blameless in everything. I pray that you will be blameless in Jesus' name. Yeah, so once again, our topic says, be blameless and innocent. Be blameless and innocent. Yeah, you know, sometimes the devil will bring certain thoughts. Yeah, the devil will bring some thoughts into my mind. And those thoughts will be like, what if this person, that person is thinking bad of you, thinking you to be like this, to be like that. Yeah, what if this person is thinking of you to be this, to be that? So we just silence the tongue, you know, by saying my life is accountable to God and not to man. Yeah, so I do not care what anyone thinks of me. All I care about is what God thinks of me. Yeah, so my life is not accountable to any man. It is accountable to God. And I know the standard of God. I know the will of God. I know the mind of God. I know what God requires from my life. So I don't care what anyone thinks of me. As long as God is pleased with my life, I'm satisfied. Yeah. So when I respond to the devil that way, the devil becomes silent. He becomes silent. Yeah. So in the same way, you should respond to the devil whenever he's trying to influence you to use human opinions as the standard for your life. Yeah, because the devil wants you to start living your life according to human opinions, or according to how people feel about you. And then you start becoming insecure. Yeah, you start feeling insecure because what is controlling you is the opinions of men. How does men see you? What does people think of you? So that is what will now be controlling you. So you now be looking at what can I do to satisfy this one? What can I do to satisfy that one? Yeah, and how can you please men and please God at the same time? It's not possible. Yeah, so don't let Satan control your life through that trick or through that strategy. Don't let him control your life. Yeah. Don't let him start pushing you to do things, to do certain things because you want to satisfy some people. In fact, some people will even go to the level of talking to those people and asking them, what do you think about me? Am I doing well? The thing I did last week, was it okay? How do you see it? Some pastor will say, the way I preached yesterday, was it good? Did I preach well? Yeah. That is very wrong. Yeah, because devil deceive them to feel like they are not perfect. until certain people are thinking good about them. That is wrong. Yeah, so the standard your life will follow should not be based on human opinions. It should not be based on human validation. Yeah, it should not be based on human approval. It should be based on God's approval, God's validation. So in as much as what you are doing is acceptable in the sight of God, that is all. Just go on with your life. Let anybody say anything. Yeah. Let anybody think anything. In as much as God is pleased with you, that is the final. Yeah, that is the final. So don't let Satan deceive you. Yeah, some people, they have wasted more than 5 years of their lives trying to please certain people, trying to follow certain opinions of certain people. I pray you will not waste your life. You will not waste your years in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask. You can ask on the Telegram platform. Let us pray. But Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for everything you have taught us from your scriptures today. Thank you for showing us how to live as sheep among wolves. Thank you for showing us how we must not be influenced by the wolves to the point where we want to also become like a wolf or become like wolves. Thank you for showing us how we must remain as sheep and how we must be smart and wise, how we must be harmless as we dwell among people, among unbelievers and deceivers. Thank you also for showing us how we should be blameless in everything we do. I ask, O Lord, that you give us grace. Give us grace, Father, to obey your word completely in Jesus' name. You have also shown us how to not retaliate, how to not repay evil with evil. Thank you for showing us these things. You have shown us how to pray for our enemies, love our enemies, and desire good things for our enemies, our human enemies. Thank you for showing us these things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you empower everyone here to live a victorious life. I ask that you empower everyone here to be victorious over sin, over the flesh, over the sinful nature, over sicknesses and diseases, over infirmities, and over Satan and principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh Lord, empower everyone here to be victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.